pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of Common Sense Gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be on the show and have a visit is 866-444-3478. A real quick little news, and then we'll go back to the phones. Roundup is in the news. Court rules against Monsanto, allows California to put cancer warning on Roundup. It's a pretty big deal, really. California can require Monsanto to label its popular weed killer Roundup as a possible cancer threat, despite an insistence from the chemical giant that it poses no risk to people, a judge tentatively ruled Friday. California will be the first state to order such a labeling if it carries out the proposal. Monsanto had sued the nation's leading agricultural state, saying that California officials illegally based their decision for carrying the warning on an international health organization based in France. And it just goes on and on, talking about the litigation that's going on. But this is a pretty big deal if we can get that put on there. There's not on the label. That's not the only thing that it's dangerous about is cancer. The other things are other degenerative diseases, which we've been talking about a lot. And there's a whole lot of other people that have been involved in research and data preparation and everything. We've got a lot of it on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Even more of it is on the nonprofit's website, the Texas Organic Research Center.com. But Roundup, the glyphosate in Roundup has been connected now to a lot of diseases like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and autism in children, just to mention a few, not just this cancer issue. So, yeah, we're totally in favor of putting it on the label. If people want to be silly enough to continue to use this stuff after this really heavy amount of information is available out there, more power to them, I guess, but it wouldn't be very smart. Telephone number 866-444-3478. I think I've caught up on all my in Howard's garden. I guess the only thing we've had going on new that I haven't talked about today already, well, two things. One is leaf management. We've continued to have to do some leaf grinding and putting on bare soil and into the compost area and finishing up some of the trees that are holding their leaves. One of the frustrating things for people, and it happens in our place as well, is that some trees don't throw down their leaves in the fall or even in the winter. They hold on to them and push them off when the buds swell in the spring. And that's starting to happen with my cambi oak that I mentioned a minute ago, the evergreen red oak, and the live oaks. You know, the evergreen things tend to push off in the spring. Well, with this roller coaster weather that we've had, you know, getting really nice and warm up in 70s, 80s, and then dropping through the floor and getting cold again, and then back and forth. Well, plant buds have swelled and kicked off leaves in certain cases. And in some cases, we've even had flowering and some leaves come out. So the plants, they're going to be fine, but they're a little bit mixed up about all this change in temperature that's going on. And that's creating a situation where we're having every week or every few weeks more leaves come down to have to deal with. Never, even in this case, do we recommend raking them up and putting them in bags and sending them to the landfill. They need to be ground into the turf. If you've got all that you can use there, grind up on the driveway, put in the compost, or use as mulch in beds to cover bare soil. And, the other thing was a report I needed to give you. I've talked about my big bay tree a lot. It's a champion. It's by far the biggest one in Texas, I'm sure. Gigantic. It got a little damage. First time I've ever seen it. This temperature change that we had of, you know, dropping 40 or 50 degrees in 12 hours burned it on the west side toward the ginkgo, toward the where my big champion ginkgo is. The other two-thirds of the plant, the foliage is still fine. The foliage is fine on the tip-top of the 35-foot-tall bay, too. It's going to be interesting to see if those damaged leaves are pushed off and new ones come right back out. I'm doing photography of it, and we'll let everybody know. But that's a plant that a lot of folks say is not hardy in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Zone 8, but has been outside at our place in the container for many years and then in the ground for now more than 35 years. But it did get some, at least some cosmetic damage this year, and I'll keep filling you in on it. Kathy in the Colony here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Howard.
What's up?
I have a question about transplanting crepe myrtles.
Okay.
When I moved one, I have two in my flower bed. I moved one, and I thought I dug a big enough hole, but when I took it out of the ground, the root was broken off. I keep reading on the internet that they're pretty hardy to transplant, so I went ahead and planted it anyway, see how it'll go. But
I think you'll be fine. Crepe myrtle, you could probably just pull out of the ground and bare root at this time of the year and be fine.
Okay. Well, I have another smaller one in the flower bed, and I'm going to be moving this year, and I'd kind of like to take it with me.
Okay.
Do I need to dig it up now? Would it be better if I dug it up now and put it in a temporary pot, or should I wait until I get ready to move and hope it makes it?
I'd go ahead and do it with this crazy weather. You know, we're going to have 80-degree weather in a couple of days. And
right.
So if that continues to come back and forth, you know, you're going to have those buds swelling. And the longer you get into that condition on the plant, the less chance you're going to have of survival. So getting it dug out of the ground, and if you semi-bare root it, that's fine. If you leave a total ball on it, that's fine too. Just get it into a container, keep it watered, and then whenever you move and you can plant it back, plant it nice and high. I think it's physically impossible to plant a crepe myrtle too high.
Well, my neighbor told me that I didn't plant this one deep enough, and I said, yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah, right.
So how big of, is there a rule of thumb, how big of a container to put it in based on how tall the crepe myrtle is?
Well, the industry rule of thumb is somewhere between 9 and 10 inches of trunk diameter, say it the other way, 10 inches of root ball for every inch of trunk diameter. In other words, if it's 3 inches, you need a 30-inch ball for ideal conditions. But that's an awfully big ball. So how big is the trunk?
It's not very big at all. It's probably 3 inches.
3-inch diameter?
Yes.
Okay. Well, 30 inches is the most it should be. But 30 inches is a pretty big ball. And it's
right.
Going to be hard for you to move. So if you get a 24-inch a wide ball on that tree, it'll probably be fine. And even if part of it is completely exposed and bare-rooted, I think your tree will do fine.
How big of a container do I need to put it into, a 24-inch?
Yeah, just big enough for it to fit in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You can put it in a wash tub and then just fill the rest of the wash tub up with mulch. And that way, you know, you got a handle on each side and two people can move it around easily.
Right. Great.
If I was going to move a crepe myrtle, and I did it, the one at our office, it's big now, we moved totally bare-rooted. So they're pretty you know, easy to move and not going to be too fussed if the ball gets pretty roughed up.
Okay, great.
All right, good luck.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, let's see where we're going. Bob in Chicago is next up. We'll get started with you, Bob. We may have to come back after this break. What's up?
Well, basically just broadleaf weeds in the lawn, in particular some that I've got that like to crawl. And I've heard you mention plain old vinegar. as a good weed control, if you've got more of them than you'd like to get down on your knees and yank. And basically what I was wondering is if you got to follow kind of the same instructions you do with the poisons, and only in growing season, I'm guessing.
Well, no, the stuff that's green out there now, if you have something green, you can kill it with vinegar, even though it's cold, but it'll work better when it's warm. Let's put you on hold and we'll talk more. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. To turn any space into a garden, it's easy with Smart Pot. It's a fabric container that's portable, foldable, reusable, 100% BPA-free, provides better drainage than ceramic or clay pots, releases heat and prevents soil compaction and even circling roots. A really big deal. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com. That's smartpots.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production, and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you, and I'll talk to Bob a little bit more in Chicago about weeds. Do you know what specific weeds you're dealing with, Bob? What are the ones causing you the problem? Bob, are you there? Well, I'm going to put Bob back on hold. It looked like he was there, but he may have gone into the kitchen to get a drink or something. We'll see if he comes back in a minute. Right now, Kevin in Argyle, Texas, next up. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
Thanks. Doing well. Thank you.
So I just bought 5 acres last year, an acre we live on, and 5 acres is pretty much pasture. My question is, what's two or three things I can focus on that are economically, I guess, best bang for your buck, if you will, to scale your organic program to get – it's been neglected. The tons of beautiful oaks, St. Augustine grass, but it's been neglected for a long time. So just getting that back in shape.
Well, what I would do if it were my place, I would drive around and see where there's some tree trimming going on, tree care companies, and when they're they're grinding up the material, instead of them taking it to the landfill, just tell them that they can come over and dump it on your property. And spreading out ground tree trimmings is without question the best first thing that you can do, because you ought to be able to get that material for nothing.
Okay.
Unless they're smart enough to want to take it back and make compost or something themselves out of it. Most of the tree care companies are just taking it to landfills and paying tipping fees. And even if you had some stumps and some bigger pieces in it, that'd be fine too. You can just put the heavier stuff, if you get any of that, into an area and turn it into a compost pile and let it start breaking down, and don't worry about how long it takes. But the ground up stuff, you just simply broadcast on the 5 acres. We've done it on ranches and just had remarkable results from it, of new forbs and new grass species, native species, just popping up and coming back, and the land improving tremendously. The next thing that I would put in my budget to do would be to do some lava sand. If you put out lava sand, it's somewhere between a ton and 2 tons per acre. The American Rio is the specific one that I would recommend. I think that holding moisture at the right level and some of the other related things that it does would be the next best step. And then after that, it'd just be a matter of what the budget would allow as far as organic fertilization, you know, an organic fertilizer, whether it's corn gluten meal or one of the blends used at least once a year, would be the next step, you know, just a real simple process.
Okay. Is it time to put that corn gluten meal out to get some benefit from?
Well, if you've got some weeds, it's pretty close. We're normally guessing, best guess, is February the 15th. So, you know, we're real close to being at our best guess. Is that the right guess always? Who knows? You know, just depends on the rain and the weather and the whole thing. If you don't have a lot of weeds to worry about, if you're just trying to make the first step, improve the health of the soil and the trees and get growing whatever you can get growing, I think that a less expensive fertilizer might be a better way to go. Of course, corn gluten meal is a good organic fertilizer and it has the pre-emergent capabilities, but on a five-acre deal, we really want to get growing pretty much anything we can get growing. And it would function as a pre-emergent to a degree.
Okay. Well, thank you. We have tons of undergrowth on probably 3 acres of those huge oaks, and so we can chip that up, spread it out. Sounds like that's going to be
That'd be great. Be careful about – a lot of people shoot from the hip and take out all of the understory. I would go through and I would really try to identify, and the best time to do it is after it starts to leaf out this spring. Yeah. You can identify everything better and identify the briar, any poison ivy that's there, any privet, in other words, any introduced, you know, invasive species, any ligustrum, any thing like that, and take all of that out. But any native plants that you have, red buds, Mexican plum, Mexican buckeye, rusty blackhaw viburnum, any of that sort of thing that might be trying to get started as an understory, little cedars, little yaupon hollies, work around those, keep those in. Don't take everything out.
Okay. All right, we'll get started on that. I appreciate your help today.
All right, get to work.
Thank you, sir.
You could start today, but the Super Bowl's today, so you may have to wait till tomorrow.
We'll start today.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Talk to you. Unfortunately, we're not in that Super Bowl today. It's going to be a good one, it sounds like, but I was looking for our guys here in Dallas to be there, but they will be sooner or later. Let's see if Bob's back in Chicago. Bob, you back with us? All right.
Well, I thought it was a bad signal, too, but I accidentally hit the mute button when I took it off speaker.
Okay.
We've still got frost in the ground here, so I'm not too worried about catching it yet. But as soon as it thaws out and starts growing, the vinegar will work.
As soon as anything that you want to kill is green and growing, you can spray it with the straight vinegar and kill it. That's right. Do you have creeping Charlie during the summer?
They look like strawberry, like wild strawberry leaves. And I've got one type that creeps and another one with a very similar leaf that doesn't seem to creep.
Okay, besides the vinegar, look at the product called Agrilon Crabgrass Killer, and it'd be a good tool for you to use also.
All right, real good. You've been very helpful, and I won't wait too long. I'll get out.
All right, thank you, and I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production, and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for a Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, let's go to St. Joe, Arkansas, and talk to Gene. Hi, Gene.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing this morning?
Doing very well. How's it there?
Oh, not too bad. Howard, we've got a mulberry tree. It's a wild one. We just left it grow wherever it wanted to do. And it's almost a foot diameter now, but it's got some kind of a white-colored fungus on one of the main limbs that's out over one of our buildings. And it seems like it affects the fruit, too, in this later on. But now I will admit that on the crown, I didn't understand until about a month ago when I heard you talking about the crown has to be exposed. Well, part of it's exposed, part of it isn't on one side of the tree. And I was just wondering, is that its problem, or is there something else I can do for it? Hello? Oh, no.
Can you hear me, Gene?
Hello? No. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, sir.
Okay.
I think the flare is the problem, and it just needs to be exposed so that it is showing all the way around the tree. If you have part of the flare showing on one side and on the other side the trunk's coming out of the ground, you know, just straight as a board, that means that the flare's buried, and it's a pretty good guess that there'll be a circling and girdling root that's pushing against it at that point. So that's probably exactly what your problem is.
Okay, well, I've got a Starch Delicious pear tree that we have the same problem with it. But now, on the other hand, don't you have to have something else to cross with a Stark Delicious? They said something about a Moon Glow or a Bartlett pear to be able to cross pollinate that it wouldn't pollinate itself.
Well, there's probably plenty of other trees around that are good enough for pollination. But if you want to give yourself the best chances, just plant a few more varieties. Has it had fruit in the past?
Oh, yeah, very good fruit, and a lot of it. Now, all of a sudden, we don't get anything. But now, on the other hand, I'll admit, too, there again, the crown is completely submerged on it.
Yeah. Well, if you do that work and do it right away and get the flare exposed, look at the photographs on our website or in my books. The new organic manual has got real good diagrams in it. And just don't worry about overdoing it. It's better to do too much than too little.
Okay.
And then also do the rest of the sick tree treatment, which is explained on dirtdoctor.com. And
okay, it's got a lot of shoots coming off the main root about a foot from the trunk, too.
Yeah. Well, that's another indication that it's too deep in the ground.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, okay.
But the whole sick tree treatment is what you want to do. The exposing the flare is the most important step, most important part of it. But the rest of the program helps tremendously, and you'll just see incredible production. On your mulberry, is it a purple berry or white berries?
Purple.
Purple. Well, they're both great. They're both delicious, and they both have great medicinal value. A lot of people think they're messy because of the birds, but they're great trees to have.
We
for
love
the fruit.
Pies made out of them.
Yeah.
That's one of the best fruit pies I think you can eat.
Okay, good luck. Take some before and after pictures for us, and we'll brag about you to everybody else.
Okay, thanks, Howard.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Let's go to Pat in Garland, Texas. Hello, Pat.
Hello, Howard. Thank you for your program and for all that you do to inform us of stuff. I wanted to let you know about some advertising that's been going on for several weeks on another station for one of Monsanto's new products.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it's called Dicamba, and it's to replace Roundup because Roundup is being rejected by so many countries. Now, this Banville, or Dicamba, it goes by several trade names. Banville, Dionette, and one that I can hardly pronounce, Methimbol, or something like that.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time, Pat. Dicamba is one of the commonly used pesticide, a herbicide in this case. But everything is indicating that Monsanto may be looking at some really serious pressure to get rid of Roundup, it sounds like.
Well, they say on the Internet, it said they're investing $9 billion in a plant in Louisiana.
For making Dicamba or for Roundup?
Oh, not making Roundup, making Dicamba.
Really? I'll be darned. New plant.
And Dicamba is a systemic, and this Banville ad says it's for weed control of broadleafs. And it's a good control, in their opinion, for corn, cotton, sorghum, soybeans, small grains, pasture, hay, rangeland, general farmstead, non-cropland, fallow, sugarcane, asparagus, turf, and grass.
Yeah, it's again, it's been around for a while. It's a nasty chemical, and it's maybe better than Roundup in some ways as far as danger and toxicity, but it's no vinegar product either. It's not any great change at all. I appreciate you telling me about it, though. I'll look into it. I did not know that was going on.
There's a lot on the Internet about it. Thank
okay.
you so much.
I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Dicamba is what she's talking about. Nasty chemical, but it sounds like they're a little worried about their wonderful Roundup product. That'd be great if we really are making some progress there. John in Eustis, Texas. Hi, John.
Good morning. I've got three or four of my puppy dogs that have a real problem in the late winter, early spring with flies ragging on their ears.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you had a natural repellent for that, house flies.
There's a couple of things you can do, John. Are your puppies, are your dogs all dogs that have ears that stick up?
No, they're all
Floppy ears?
Yeah, floppy ears.
Well, that's a little bit unusual. Normally, people have more trouble with them with the dogs that stick up. They're the blood-sucking flies that give those kind of dogs with those kind of ears the most trouble. One of the first things to do, and it sounds like it'd be, you know, everybody would already be doing it, but rarely do we, including our backyard always, and that is to always keep the droppings, the poop picked up on a regular basis and put in a compost pile, because that's where the flies breed.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, I would try some of the garlic products as repellents or garlic pepper tea. You need to be careful about getting it in their eyes and that sort of thing, but just some kind of repellent, the garlic probably better than pepper in this case. And the other thing is when the flies get bad, hanging clear bags of water out. We've got some information on the website about this. You fill just a clean plastic clear bag of water. Some of the restaurants in Dallas use this technique all the time. And hang them around in the garden in the area where the dogs are, and the flies stay away from them. It sounds like a funny deal, but it works.
Yeah. Anything that works, I've got three or four that really, their ears are really good. I've got one that's already, both ears are, they've seen flies. She's probably as bad as any of them, of the three or four that have a problem, and she's already had some flies. So.
Okay. Well, try those two things. And then the final thing is, and this is the ultimate weapon, is to use fly parasites. And there's two places that you can get fly parasites that I would recommend. One is Arbico, A-R-B-I-C-O, Arbico. They grow their own fly parasites. And then there's another company in Texas down on the border called Kunafin, K-U-N-A-F-I-N, Kunafin Insectary. And they do a beautiful job of fly parasites as well. And if you'll look at their information and talk to them, they can sell you the parasites, and it'll absolutely get rid of the problem.
It's a nasty problem for a few weeks. Try it, but I appreciate it.
Give that a shot and let me know how it works.
Where do you get the garlic?
Well, most of the garden centers that sell organic products will have garlic oil in stock. There's a couple of different brand names. And wherever you can get some liquid garlic, you can, or you can make up your own. I have a formula on the website for garlic pepper tea. And to make garlic tea, you simply leave the pepper out of it. And the garlic, wouldn't burn their eyes or anything like that. And it'll be a good thing to try.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
And telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here is Lee in Fort Worth. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Howard. I have a slow-moving tub drain. It's not stopped up, but it's very, very slow-moving. And your guest on the first hour was talking about mixing vinegar and baking soda. Would that help with opening up that drain a little bit? Again, it's not totally
I think
clogged.
It would. There's two possibilities. You know, if you've got a drain that's the old porous kind, that's the, clay pipe put together, or it's the Orangeburg, one of those, it might have tree roots in it, and that's a whole different issue.
That's not the problem.
That's not the problem. Okay.
That's the problem because I'm in a condominium complex.
Okay. Well, if it's a solid pipe, the pipe's in good shape. There's a couple things you can do. One is the baking soda and vinegar mixed together and washed down there kind of every now and then. It would help a lot. Medina makes a commercial product, the Medina Corporation, that makes organic fertilizers and so
Correct.
Forth. They make a sewer clean-out product that is terrific.
That's good to know, then.
Yeah, you can get that directly from them, or you can get it from any feed store, farm store, or garden Correct. Center that sells organics. If they don't have it in stock, they can order it in for you.
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you so much for all that you do. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Talk to you later. And our friend Garlic Mike sneaking in here on Super Bowl Sunday. What's up, Mike?
Well, sir, I was listening to the young man with the dogs getting eaten by the flies. Mm-hmm. He recommended garlic pepper tea. I've done part of the information I've learned is it's good for boils and infections and things that an antibiotic would work on when you crush it up fresh and then apply it topically, like under a Band-Aid, mm-hmm. like a poultice. But let me tell you something. It burns like somebody putting a cigarette out on you. It is volatile when it hits your skin on a wound, on an open wound.
So if the flies are bothering their ears, it may be a little sensitive to use?
Yes, sir. If the ears are raw and bloody, you put raw garlic on it, that dog's fixing to run from you or nip at you. It's not going to be happy with you.
What about turning it into a garlic tea?
If you processed it, if it was dried garlic.
Let me put you on hold, Mike. Can you hang on?
Yes, sir.
I'll be back in a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Don't go away. Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com. today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back. Let's see if we still have Garlic Mike with us. You there, Mike?
Yes, sir.
What about the garlic tea you started to say?
Well, putting the raw garlic on the open wounds would be difficult for the animal. If you were going to do it, maybe something like a softened beeswax with garlic powder, something that would stay on the skin that wouldn't be toxic for them, because they're going to want to lick it and clean it. And if you have more than one dog, they definitely will go after it. The other thing I didn't hear you mention was DE, putting DE in the food. That really makes a big difference with mosquitoes, flies, fleas, all kinds of blood-sucking insects.
Yeah, indirectly, I think that's a good idea to put make it about 2% of the volume of the food. Unfortunately, some of the DE out there is contaminated with pyrethrum and stuff like that, and I get a little bit nervous telling people to – to use it, and because if we accidentally got that in the food, that'd be a bad deal. But you're thinking that garlic in any way would not function well to repel the flies. What if it's used as a repellent and they don't have any sores on their ears at all, and it's mixed with water into a consistency like you would spray on plants? Would that still be too strong?
No, it will. Without the open wound, I get little, breakouts on my shoulders and my back from time to time. And it was an idea I had one time. I popped them all open and I rubbed raw garlic in them. And my goodness, was that a mistake? And putting it on an open wound is difficult from my personal experience. But I don't want to use anything. They make some toxic creams to put on that have all kinds of poisons in them, and the animals get that in their system, orally and, through the skin. But,
Okay, and so the fly parasites and the water bags and other things would be a better way to go. All right.
That's going to be a best solution.
All right, thanks for the warning. We've got somebody else calling with some comments here. Let me get that real quick. Jordan in Longview, what you got for us?
Well, you know, garlic is a wonderful, wonderful antiseptic. It's a natural antibiotic as well. And if you want to spray it on a human, by all means, yeah, it's going to burn, but it's going to do the job. As far as dogs, though, all dogs are allergic to alliums. That's, you know, that covers garlic, that covers onions, that covers leeks, shallots, anything like that. Dogs are allergic to that. And I found this out. I didn't even know myself until a few years ago. My dog had an allergic breakout on his back. He started getting these rough spots, and there were no fleas or no bugs or anything like that to bother him. And so I took him to the vet, and he asked him if I was feeding him table scraps. And I cook with a lot of garlic and a lot of onions and things like that. And he let me know that it was probably an allergic reaction to some of the foods that I was feeding him off the table that included different types of alliums.
And you know, every time I talk about garlic, something like this comes up, either in an email later on or on the air like you're doing. One of the most effective supplements I've ever given dogs, and it's not available anymore, was from a company years ago that Rhodey's Nursery had it, and a couple of people, and it had garlic in it. And it worked great to help dogs with all kinds of stuff, and we never saw any problems at all. We cook with a lot of garlic, too, and our dogs have always gotten a little bit of table scraps as well. So there seems to be a real controversy that's not settled about this allium garlic thing in dogs.
Don't get me wrong. I love garlic. I managed a garlic farm in Tucson for about a year, but yeah, with my dog, I found that it makes him break out pretty bad.
Okay.
And since I cut that out of his diet, he's doing just perfect.
Okay, he's good. That's great, good,
no
too.
No more scratch or anything. And as far as the ears go, my vet prescribed him a pill that covers fleas and ticks as well as biting flies. So people's vets, they do have some great products out there.
Do you remember
there.
What it was? It wasn't Confortis or one of those by any chance?
I don't remember exactly what it was. I'd have to ask the old lady. But I know that the vet prescribed something that took care of all of it for
me. All right. Well, when you find it, email it to me, and we'll pass on to everybody next week.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate the call very much. And I appreciate everybody's call today. Sorry we had a little phone difficulty at the beginning of the show. Hope everybody got in. If you didn't get in with your question, just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or go to the website and do the Ask Howard feature that's there. Real easy way for you to get a question in. You can send photographs to us with that or just send them info@dirtdoctor.com either way. If you want our newsletter, that's explained, and you sign up right on the homepage there. If you want to take our test, our course, you can sign up for it right on the homepage there. If you have a nonprofit organization or if you want your company employees to take the test, there are some discounts available for multiple people taking the course. We've got quite a few people doing that. And let's see what else for you that's on there. We're starting to put more. Logan's putting more photographs on Instagram. A couple of shots from Easter Island, one of our more interesting trips. And we're going to start doing more of that. And I'm going to start making more available the trip information that we've got. We haven't really shared that with everybody as well as we could and should. But if you've got any suggestions, just let us know. We're doing more on Twitter, doing a little tweeting there. Facebook, go there and see what all we've got going on. And if you have anything we can help with, just let us know. Enjoy your gardens out there, and be sure to plant some things right now, and always be sure and plant some plants that will attract the birds. If you want to feed the birds, which we've always recommended, be sure to clean up around where it's done so it doesn't attract other animals. I'm Howard Garrett. Enjoyed being with you, and see you next week.